أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Let us first look at the concept of ziyara. Ziyara literally means visitation, to visit someone. And it is in human nature to be able to know who we are visiting. So when you're preparing to go for a trip for ziyara, and believe me, you're so privileged in having been invited to go and visit the personalities that we go to for ziyara. The most important part is first to start learning about these personalities that you're about to visit. It's also important to familiarize yourself with the ziyara and the du'as that you will be reciting over there. Get yourself into the habit of reciting Salatul Layl. It has an awesome effect. Ensure that your qums is up to date. Make sure your will is in order. Make sure you have called relatives and friends. Ask for forgiveness and ask them for what they wish you to pray for. But just let's have a cursory look at some of the ahadith where the companions of the ma'sumin asked the a'imma how they should behave. And first let's look at one of them. This is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And it's narrated from Muhammad ibn Muslim. And Imam told him that Allah has created lots of angels, and every day 70,000 angels descend. First they go to Baytul Ma'mur. This is the masjid directly above the Kaaba in the heavens. When they go around it and they finish, they go around the Kaaba. When they finish, they go to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They greet him, and then they go to the grave of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Najaf, and then they greet him, and then the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they greet him, and they ascend again, and others do the same until the day of judgment. Awesome. So you're taking the path that angels take every single day. Look at what the same Imam tells Safwan al-Jamal, who comes up to Imam and says, ask for permission to visit Imam Hussein al-Islam. And he says, please explain to me what I should do there. Look at what Imam says. Imam says, Safwan, fast for 3 days before you leave. Perform ghusl on the third day. Then gather your close relatives and say that, O Allah, I bid farewell to them. And then he taught him a dua that Safwan should recite when he comes to the river of Furat. Then he said, Safwan, do ghusl in the Furat, for indeed my father told me from his father that Rasulullah said that this son of mine, Hussein, will be killed at the banks of Furat. And one who performs ghusl in the water of Furat will have his mistakes erased like the day he was born. The water purifies you, protects you. It's a cure from all illnesses, difficulties, all trials and tribulations. And to say when you're doing the ghusl, O Allah, purify my heart with it, expand my chest, and make my matters easy for me. When you finish performing ghusl, wear 2 pieces of cloth, offer 2 rakat salah. And then he says, when you finish them, go towards the haram, walking in peace and tranquility. Take short footsteps, for Allah writes, for every footstep you take, the reward of performing one hajj and umrah. Walk with humility, weep with your eyes. Recite the takbir, that's Allahu Akbar. Recite tahleel, which is la ilaha illallah. Praise Allah. Send salawat on the Prophet, especially on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Send the la'na on those who killed him. Disassociate yourself from those who established that practice. That is a general practice. There are some small du'as that you recite when you leave home. For example, on the day of departure, do ghusl. Recite a little du'a which says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the universe. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatimin nabiyyin, Abul Qasim Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin, on the seal of the prophets, Abul Qasim Muhammad and his family. وَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, and may Allah send the la'na on the enemies until the day of resurrection. Recite a 4 rakat salah in units of 2, have Suratul Ikhlas and Suratul Fatiha in each rakat, then raise your hands and say, Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bihinna faj'alhunna khalifati fi ahli wa mali. Oh Allah, I seek nearness to you through them, through the dua, So make this dua, my guardian, for my family and the property. Stand at the door of your house, recite Surat al-Fatiha and Ayat al-Kursi 3 times, face the front, the right and the left side, and then when you finish, recite Allahumma fahdhni wa hafadh ma ma'ya wa sallimni wa sallim ma ma'ya balighni wa balligh ma ma'ya bi balaghatil Hassan al-Jamil. Allah protect me, protect us what is with me, grant safety to me and what is with me, and your bounteous and great help make me and what is with me attain my destination. Take out sadaqah, put yourself in His hands, trust in Him, and be on your way.